Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Abba Father. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8 verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I have just read from the King James Version. Ogbede didn't know that his relationship with God as father was affected by the bad relationship he had with his biological father. Whenever he thought about God as his father, he didn't get the right signal in his mind concerning the way God loves and cares for him. Ogbede's father never really loved and cared for anyone but himself. Ogbede received his spiritual breakthrough when he started allowing the Holy Spirit to lead in his relationship with God. He started seeing God through the perspective of the Holy Spirit and no more through the perspective of his experiences. This was when he began to understand that God chose him to be his child from before the foundation of the world, that God's plan for him is only good and never evil. He started understanding the love of God, and each depth of understanding he received made him stronger and more like God. The devil delights in giving children of God a false idea of who God is. If our relationship with God is defined by what the devil suggests and no more by what the Holy Spirit reveals, we are playing in dangerous territory and can get hurt. This was what happened to Eve in the Garden of Eden. See Genesis chapter 3 verse 4 to 5. Go into today remembering that the Holy Spirit is the one who should give us perspective through the Word for the way we see God, the way we see ourselves, and the way we see the world. Never forget that God loved and chose you to become His child from before the foundation of the world. See Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. There is nothing the devil can do about God's love for you. There is simply nothing. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Song of Solomon chapter 3 to chapter 4. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Song of Solomon chapter 3 to chapter 4.
All night long on my bed, I looked for the one my heart loves. I looked for him, but did not find him. I will get up now and go about the city, through its streets and squares. I will search for the one my heart loves. So I looked for him, but did not find him. The watchmen found me as they made their rounds in the city. Have you seen the one my heart loves? Scarcely had I passed them when I found the one my heart loves. I held him and would not let him go till I had brought him to my mother's house, to the room of the one who conceived me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Who is this coming up from the wilderness like a column of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and incense made from all the spices of the merchant? Look, it is Solomon's carriage, escorted by 60 warriors, the noblest of Israel, all of them wearing the sword, all experienced in battle, each with his sword at his side, prepared for the terrors of the night. King Solomon made for himself the carriage. He made it of wood from Lebanon. Its post he made of silver, its base of gold. Its seat was upholstered with purple, its interior inlaid with love. Daughters of Jerusalem, come out And look, you daughters of Zion, look on King Solomon wearing a crown, the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, the day his heart rejoiced.
How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from the hills of Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep just shorn, coming up from the washing. Each has its twin. Not one of them is alone. Your lips are like a scarlet ribbon. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with courses of stone. On it hang 1,000 shields, all of them shields of warriors. Your breasts are like 2 fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle that browse among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee, I will go to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of incense. All beautiful you are, my darling. There is no flaw in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Descend from the crest of Amana, from the top of Sinair, the summit of Hermon, from the lion's den and the mountain haunts of leopards. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume more than any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. You are a garden locked up, my sister, my bride. You are a spring enclosed, a sealed fountain. Your plants are an orchard of pomegranates with choice fruits, with henna and nard, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with every kind of incense tree, with myrrh and aloes and all the finest spices. You are a garden fountain, a well of flowing water streaming down from Lebanon.
Awake, north wind, and come, south wind. Blow on my garden, that its fragrance may spread abroad. Let my beloved come into his garden and taste its choice fruits.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.